Welcome to the Creative Medicine Podcast. My name is Amol Ladd. I'm a doctor and a musician from the UK, and I'm on a mission to find out how we can use creativity to improve health and well-being. So if you're interested in joining me on this journey, make sure you subscribe, like, comment, and download the podcast so you can make sure you're up to date with every episode. On today's episode, I'll be speaking to Dr. Zarin Sheikh, who is a cardiologist and film producer. She's also the founder of the Fresh Heart Project, which is a film production company dedicated to sharing diverse health stories. I've had a number of conversations with Zarin over the last few months, and we've always been on the same wavelength. So it's been a real pleasure to record her for a episode of the Creative Medicine Podcast, as I think we're completely in tune, and I'm really excited for you to hear this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Medicine Podcast. Today, I am joined by Dr. Zarin Sheikh, who is a cardiologist, a film producer, and also the founder of the Fresh Heart Project. Zarin is another great friend of mine, and every time we have any conversation, I leave inspired and she's always compelling me to make such huge life changes. So I'm very grateful to Zarin for her friendship over the last few months, and it'd be really great to hear more about her journey, what she's doing at the moment, and what she's got planned for the future. So welcome, Zarin.
Oh, thank you so much, Amol. That was such a lovely introduction. And I have to say, first of all, I feel exactly the same about you. Whenever I have a conversation with you, I leave feeling really energized and inspired to kind of carry on with my creative journey and carry on the path I'm on. So thank you as well.
So it's a nice sunny day today. So it'd be really nice to have a conversation about your life and your journey and what you've got in store. So tell us, Zarin, who are you? What's your journey?
Well, thank you, Amol. Thank you for inviting me onto this podcast. I am a consultant cardiologist, and I've been on the front line of the NHS within the hospital system for over 20 years. And alongside that, I've been developing my creative passions and my creative projects. And so in the middle of last year, I made the decision to leave hospital cardiology, move into community cardiology. So I run community one-stop shops. It's a lot more flexible. It's a lot more kind of independent, so I can choose how and when I work. So I really love doing that. And then it's also given me the flexibility to develop Fresh Heart Project, which I'm very passionate about, which started off as one thing, but has become a film production company. And my role within it is as the producer. And the idea is that we tell a range of diverse health-related film stories, health-related stories through the medium of film, videos, interviews, and podcasts. Oh. And so, yeah, I'm very excited about that and developing it further.
So you're a cardiologist, but also a film producer. So the two worlds, how have you navigated those two worlds? So starting with the film, the passion for film, when did that start for you?
Yeah, I have to say, I am a first-time film producer, so I am in the process of producing my first lot of films. I'm not sure if I can actually call myself a film producer. I'll call myself a film producer. There we go. I've always loved film. I have I've loved going to the cinema. I've loved the idea of getting popcorn and immersing yourself in a story. And really, I guess that has been kind of the theme throughout my medical career as well. I loved talking to patients and getting their stories. And as humans, that's how we connect. That's how we bond. That's how we kind of come together through each other's stories. And it's how we learn about each other as well. And now that I'm looking back on my medical career, I realize that was the thing that I really did enjoy, just listening to people's stories and their journeys and finding about who they are. And it teaches me and informs me as well. And that, alongside my love of film, kind of meant that it was like a bit of a natural progression. But there is one other key thing, and that is my husband. So my husband he's made a few short films himself. He's got an online short film platform, and he is really immersed in that world. And so it was through me enjoying film, me loving stories, and then also watching him produce and direct and write his short films, that really made me think about what I want to do. And then it inspired me to think, well, you know, we learn about each other through stories, and we obviously, the health world, we educate through various means, but why not highlight and showcase diverse health stories so that people can connect, can understand through the medium of film? And that just kind of gave me the idea of for Fresh Heart Project. And yeah, I've been lucky enough to kind of have the support of my husband, who knows about film, who's been able to guide me and help me and point me in the right direction to then develop it into something further.
Yeah. I mean, I remember our conversations. We've had a few conversations where Nigel's been part of the call, and we're always in our doctor mode of conversation where we're just going off on a tangent. And Nigel will say something so profound that just ties everything in. He's got a very, very nice way about him, where he's just able to see things from like a true filmmaker, just from behind the lens, and put it together.
Yeah.
And I think this is something from your website as well, about stories being powerful and how stories connect people, and those stories have the power not just to connect but to create something in a person. And
which absolutely, is, you
know, seems to be where, you know, the Fresh Heart Project, that's what the theme of that is. So could you tell us a bit more about the Fresh Heart Project?
Absolutely. So yes, it's a film production company. It was basically founded because, you know, we've been working within the health sphere. And if there's one thing that I know over the 20 years is that when you're going through a health journey, it's really lonely and it's really isolating. And there are certain things that we don't always understand. There are certain nuances that we don't always take on. And so film is just an excellent way of showing someone's journey and making them feel less isolated, making them feel less alone. And what I started off doing with the Fresh Heart Project was, it actually was not a film production company to start off with at all. It was more of a sort of wellness and lifestyle kind of brand to start with, because I personally, in my sort of career within medicine, I'd burnt out. I was really helped by wellness. And so that's what I thought it would be in the beginning. But then what I started doing was interviewing people about their journeys and their stories. And that's when I thought, you know what, actually, what I really think Fresh Heart Project should do is showcase stories. And when people talk about their own journeys and their own stories, sometimes it's really tough and it's really hard and it's really exposing. So why not do that in the way where it doesn't sort of you can talk or discuss an area or a topic, but do it through film and have actors depict scenes and stories and journeys, and that way everyone can understand, but then the patients can also feel represented as well.
Yeah.
And so, as you say, Nigel has been really quite instrumental in helping to point me in the right direction. And now I'm very excited because there are a few projects on the go. There's, a few short film projects on the go. One is about a community chef who sort of set up this community kitchen, and he gets all the kind of people who wouldn't ordinarily go into a kitchen involved. And so he's improving the health and well-being of his local community. So he's a very inspiring man. So we've got a film that we're currently producing on that. We've got a documentary that's been ongoing for quite a while, actually, on someone I met when I was with it doing my cardiology training. It's a lady, very inspirational lady, who had a heart transplant, and We actually started making that documentary a long time ago. Sadly, during the pandemic, she passed away and that project got put on hold, but we're resurrecting that now again so that we can really, you know, showcase her journey and her story. And, you know, what a wonderful thing that the NHS is, that we can all have access to the best heart transplant surgeons in the world. And then the third project is one that I recently started producing, and I'm doing that in conjunction with a couple of other very inspirational people, and Nigel's also involved with that project as well, my husband Nigel, and we're doing that on sickle cell because sickle cell disease is something that we don't always treat as we should in clinical care. We don't always recognize that patients are in the pain that they are. And it's just a topic that's quite close to my heart, because I do have seen friends who've had it and gone through issues. And so it's just something that we can put into film form. And then around that, we're going to produce a few sort of educational videos and content and interviews. So we've got lots to look forward to, really. Yeah. And we're quite busy on the film production end, but it's so exciting. I feel very lucky to be able to do this.
It sounds very exciting and be really interesting to see those short films once they're done. I think with the pandemic especially, people are a bit more drawn to screens. Whenever I put any kind of news feed or Instagram, anything like that, you see so much devastation and destruction and fear. So visual media especially is such a powerful thing to kind of affect people's mental health. And even with the level of insight that I have, I still feel affected when I see the devastating footage from Ukraine, for instance, and COVID numbers going up. All this stuff infiltrates the mind. So how do you think film, and especially with your background as a clinician, how do you see film playing a role as a way of improving people's mental health?
I think it's, it's really interesting that you asked this question, because I've just started a podcast for Nigel's platform. So my husband has an online short film platform called Cameo Launch, and I've just started a podcast called Lights, Camera, Prescription, which is actually addressing just that very question. That how it discusses really the power of film to not just showcase stories, but to help people feel represented and also take it forward, improve, help to move the needle on certain issues and conditions. And one of them is mental health. In fact, I just interviewed a really inspirational filmmaker who made a film called Rat Tail. He basically documents his journey with mental health. And he does it in such a humorous, witty, warm, generous way. And then when he's drawn us all in with just how funny he is about his journey and his childhood and his upbringing, the film then turns to talk about his mental health. And at that point, you're really invested in him as a person and you really feel for him, because he's just so funny. And then by the end, he takes you through his journey, but it's not just his journey of his childhood and his mental health. He takes you on his journey of healing and recovery, and that he does point out that it is a journey. And through that film, you kind of go through all the emotions, you laugh, you cry, you can relate to it. Even if you don't have mental health issues, you can relate to it because he's such a relatable person. And by the end, you're left with a sense of hope. And I think that to me shows how powerful film is, because in that 15 minutes of that short film, what he's managed to do is make people who in similar positions feel less alone. He's given people who don't have a condition a real insight into how he's feeling and what his journey is. So, and also you can show nuance. You can show that it's not just you know, facts or conditions or figures or, you know, treatments. It's nuanced. It's different for every person. It's a journey. Mm. And I think film really has the power to do that. So I think it's amazing. I think it's a great medium to showcase lots of different things, be it mental health, be it physical health and the mental aspects of that. So I think it's amazingly powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's just with that example, especially humour plays quite a role in opening people's listening. So when you're talking about something quite serious and, you know, let's say depression, things like that, when you do use the creative side of filmmaking, like using comedy and you see it right now with Adam Kay's series on BBC, where he's using creative, yeah, comedic kind of writing style to show really, yeah, serious issues. I think it's the first time I've seen that type of writing applied to the NHS, because I think it can be quite, yeah, a difficult institution to deliver any innovation. And you're another, yeah, participant of the NHS Clinical Entrepreneur Program. There are changes being, yeah, made, I think. I think I am, yeah, seeing a slow and steady embracing of different views. But creative thinking, yeah, and creativity as a whole, so if we step, yeah, back from filmmaking, yeah, and just look at creativity, what does creativity mean to you?
Creativity is just the most pure form of expression, I believe. I think it's a way of expressing emotion through, yeah, be it art, be it music, be it anything. And I think it's just one of the most powerful medium for connection.
Yeah. In a world right now where people are feeling very disconnected, I think it's, yeah, even though we're connected to Wi-Fi and Instagram and all of that stuff,
yeah,
appearing that, yeah, we're more connected, but do people feel connected to, yeah, themselves? And that's the question. Yeah. And, yeah, self-expression, as you mentioned, how to make that more authentic and more real and more of you, yeah, rather than who you think you need to be, is,
yeah,
is another kind of really powerful thing. So that's really interesting.
Absolutely. And I think you mentioned Adam Kay's series, This Is Going to Hurt. You know, if you watch that, you get a sense of the sort of environment that you work in where it's not easy to be creative, and it's, mm-hmm, not easy to kind of, you're so busy, you're so stressed, you're so kind of, you're managing loads of different things and got lots of balls in the air and juggling lots of different things. And I do get a feel for the fact that when you're that busy, it is harder to think about being creative. It is harder for that part of your brain to kick into gear. Yet there's a saying by, I think it's Brené Brown, who said that creativity, if not used or expressed, is not benign. It metastasizes. And I do think that was the case for me, that I was working as a doctor. I was working very hard. I was working kind of all hours, and I loved it. It's a huge privilege to be a doctor. I feel that my hospital career was a huge privilege as well. However, there just wasn't that time to be creative, and there just wasn't that time to kind of think about expressing myself through a creative medium. And actually, now that I am, oh my goodness, it's so much better for me. I feel like I can get a lot out. I feel like it's not just helpful, as in Fresh Heart Project wants to represent different people and be useful for different kind of patient groups, but it's useful for me as well, and to express my creativity for my health and well-being as well. So I found that really interesting. And I find that with Adam Kay as well. Like, he's left to pursue creativity. And in a way, I feel like it's representing his journey and helping him express what he went through in a sort of healing process for himself as well. And yeah, I mean, that just comes back to how important creativity is.
Yeah. And it's about balance for me in terms of, because as you said, it is a huge privilege to be a doctor, and I work as a GP, and I love my job, and I get a great sense of satisfaction. And because of that, and because of the need, there's never a time when, you know, things are fine and there's no stress levels. There's such a need for doctors. And whenever I have any spare time, I'll just fill it up with clinical work. But not looking after that creative thing inside you, it makes you less productive as a doctor. And I think this is the message, that getting to the greater workforce in the NHS is taking time out for yourself. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, annual leave, going on holiday, but doing regular practice of self-care. And that, for you and I, that might mean creativity, but for somebody else it might mean exercise or cooking. You know, but that's the main focus, because it's kind of sharpening the saw, you know, because I think burnout is such a common theme. And to prevent that from happening and to create a better quality of healthcare, we need to look after our workforce. And I do think creativity plays a huge role in that. You're doing that with your portfolio career now, I think, which is quite inspiring. And it inspired me to kind of try and follow in your footsteps.
Oh, I feel very lucky, actually. I feel very lucky to be able to combine medicine with a creative outlet. I do feel like it's taken time. I do feel like you have to think outside the box to then get to a place where you can. I'm now, you know, kind of my own boss when it comes to my medical life, which is brilliant, because then it means I can manage that, which I love. I love being a doctor. I love being a cardiologist alongside the film production side of things. So I do feel very lucky to get here. And I do think that your point about self-care is so important, because, you know, having burnt out, it is a dark place. It's not an easy place to be, and it's difficult to recognize when you are burnt out. So my kind of physical health totally went when I was burnt out. And it took a long time for me to realize that it was burnout that was causing that. And when it did, loads of light bulbs just kicked in. Like, oh my goodness, this is it. This is why I've been feeling so awful. This is why I've been, you know, doing all this thing. And then it just takes so long to kind of, now I feel like I am back on my feet, which is amazing. But it is a journey. And I feel like if that can be, burnout can be prevented in any way, shape or form, then it is beneficial. But then if it's not preventable, if someone is going through burnout, then there is help available. There are organizations that you can turn to now. There's a lot more out there. And self-care is one of the priorities. I think without caring for yourself, you can't adequately care for anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to support each other in that and not feel alone. And I think that's very, it's a difficult thing for doctors to show vulnerability. And I think there is a growing movement where we are trying to support each other and support the greater cause. What's next for you, Zarin? What have you got? I know that you've already mentioned a few things, what's coming up for you?
Lots of exciting things. So the three short films that I talked about, the Community Chef, the project on the lady with a heart transplant, and the sickle cell disease film. There is the podcast I'm doing with my husband's platform, Lights, Camera, Prescription, with the platform. That's www.cameolaunch.com. Awesome. And Yeah, it's exciting actually. I've got a couple of people who are coming on the podcast who've made just the most amazing short films on health related matters, and I'm really excited to be bringing them on. So that's good. And it's just kind of making sure that self-care is a priority, making sure that through doing that, I can do and be all that I need to for my family, for my loved ones, for my son, for everyone around me, and then also for my patients. And I feel now, as I said, very lucky to be in that position where I can look forward and I can say, yeah, you know what? I now, after making the decision to come out of hospital medicine and kind of transfer my cardiology practice to a slightly different way of practicing, I feel like that balance of self-care, work, creativity is getting there. And so that's what I'm looking forward to in the future, to just kind of carrying that on.
Yeah.
I'm working on these short films, working on the podcast and getting that all going.
Yeah, exactly. And connecting with communities in the way that you're doing at the moment, I think it's going to be amazing. And I'd like to just end with one last question. Zarin, what is your favourite film?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think I have a few favourite films, and they do change quite a lot as well, depending on how I'm feeling. I absolutely love When Harry Met Sally. I love it. I think it's an amazing film. I love Life is Beautiful. It's one of my kind of all-time top favourite films. Okay, I'll give those two films. Yeah.
I've seen When Harry Met Sally, thanks to my wife, who's introduced me to rom-coms. but the Life is Beautiful one, I've not seen that one. What's that about? Is it a famous one that
it's
I should have seen?
It's about a man who, and the steps that he will take to protect his son in the middle of the war. Second World War.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'll check it out. Definitely one for the list. Right, so where can we find out more about you, Zarin?
So you can find out more about me. I'm on Instagram at freshheartdoc. I'm on Twitter also at freshheartdoc. And if you would like to find out more about Fresh Heart Project, then that is www.freshheartproject.com. And the social media for that is at Fresh Heart Project. And if you've got any ideas, any stories, any, you know, things that you would like to kind of talk about yourself, if you're interested in film, then please do get in touch.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you for spending your time with me today on this very sunny morning. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, Zarin. And for the listeners and the viewers, join us next time for another episode of the Creative Medicine Podcast, where we interview another inspiring guest. And don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and leave a comment if you can. It really helps us to progress. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, so get in contact at creativemedicine.co.uk or follow us on Instagram at creativemedicineuk and drop us a line, leave a comment, and make sure you share this with somebody if you think they would be interested in listening. So stay tuned for the next episode, and I'll see you next time.